Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hubble's Wharf. Great to have you with us today. Our play-by-play call of the day. A big win last night for the Pirates against the Brewers.
Fly ball hit deep to right center field toward the wall, and it is off the wall. Harrison rounding second. He's headed to third. Here's the throw. He's safe. Ball gets away into the dugout. Walk-off win. Pirates win it. Josh Harrison triples. Ball goes into the dugout. Pirates walk it off, and that means you raise the jolly.
Greg Brown with a call on the Pirates Radio Network, and it was obviously yesterday an awful day for Greg. And because, as you heard when we had Tim Nevert on the show yesterday, Tim revealed that Greg's mother had passed away that morning. I did get a hold of Greg yesterday afternoon. It's one of those where you're hanging in there doing the best you can, and what an outstanding pro call on that, and maybe allowed him to escape for a little while. So our best to Greg Brown. Good man. Really good announcer, but I mean he's also just a great guy too. So all right. Our number 1-800-795-9565. So what are they doing now with Big 10 expansion? Or Big 12 expansion, not Big 10. But Big 12 expansion. They're going to do it. Now, do they add two teams? Or do they maybe add four? And if they do, maybe they'll name them the Big 14. I'm hoping. As long as I get the numbers right, that's all that matters. But that's what they're looking at. They're going to explore it. Now, who's in? Who's in, who's out? Let's go through it. As to who's in, who's out. Here are some of the top candidates. And they each have pros and cons. BYU is going to be the one that is mentioned right away by virtually anybody because they're an independent right now. I think they're, who are they, what, in the Big West maybe? No, the West Coast Conference for basketball. But football, they're an independent. So they've got flexibility. Okay, great, they can do it. They already have a brand name. They're already, they have a national championship under the belt. They got a bunch of things that really work in their favor, in terms of the pedigree that they have. Okay, great. They got a great pedigree and so forth. Have they been great of late? No, not great of late, but they do have that going for them. Now, what's the negative? Well, the negative is when you bring somebody into a conference, you're not just bringing them in to play the one sport, even though that's the primary mover and shaker as to why you're making a move. Well, all these moves are being made for football's sake. And look, they've got a 65,000-seat stadium that is gorgeous. They've got a 21,000-seat basketball arena, which even though it's older, I've done three games in that building. It looks like it's still new. And these are all pluses. Now the negative. Again, when you bring somebody in, it's more than just one sport. They won't play on Sundays. And that's a big negative. I mean, that is something that it kind of is a twist and turn for you. Because think about it. Men's soccer, women's soccer, field hockey, baseball, softball. They play Sunday almost every week in most conferences. And that has to be taken into consideration. That has been a stumbling block for them getting into another conference, their refusal to play on Sundays. Next, it is, let's go with Cincinnati. Cincinnati, first of all, would be a school that is relatively close to West Virginia. Do you realize that the shortest road trip that West Virginia makes in the conference is Iowa State? Think about that.
And that sounds like a long distance, too.
Sure is, because yeah. I know I go to Iowa from here.
Yep.
And, it, you know, you are on the plane for a while. So getting Cincinnati, Cincinnati has had some moments in football. I made the Sugar Bowl one year with Butch Jones as the head coach. And Tommy Tuberville's trying to rebuild them. Basketball-wise, Mick Cronin, they're really good. And they're relatively close when it comes to proximity to West Virginia.
Yeah, Cincinnati-West Virginia men's basketball rivalry sounds really good. I mean, I think that's got a little more pop and sizzle than football would off the jump.
Yeah, well, I mean, they could play for the Gale Catlett Cup since he coached at both places. Just kidding. But here's the negative. I mean, and then a plus is Cincinnati is a good television market. Now, the negative. There's no sizzle with Cincinnati. You added somebody. Now, are they better than some other people? Yeah, but that's all you did. There's no sizzle there. UConn. Obviously, UConn's been great in basketball. Hartford, like Cincinnati, a good television market to add. Football, under Bob Diaco, getting better. People don't realize Cincinnati can play some of their games at Paul Brown Stadium, but they're on campus stadium. Nippert Stadium only seats a little more than 30,000. Back to UConn, Rensselaer Field seats only 40,000. Same story, not a lot of sizzle. It's also a really long trip for Texas and Oklahoma and people like that. I mean, obviously you got to fly, but again, you got to think about all the sports here. But since then, you kind of think it would be two prime ones. BYU would get consideration. Houston. I think they redid the stadium there. It's like 32,000. Obviously, you can play certain games at Reliance Stadium, but I think they have a 32,000-seat stadium. Basketball, they play at Hanfines Pavilion. It's all right. And what the biggest plus above all is it's the number, four or five television market in the country. Now here's the negative. Texas, Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech are all sitting there saying, we need another team in Texas. And that would be a negative. Now, the other ones on the list include Colorado State, Boise State, San Diego State, Central Florida. Brand new football stadium there, by the way. Orlando, great market. South Florida, out of Tampa. Memphis, Tulane. Not a lot of grand slams in that group. Oh, we're going to add Nebraska to the Big Ten. Kind of feel like that's a grand slam. We're going to add Texas A&M to the SEC. Feels like a grand slam. We're going to add Missouri to the SEC. Man, it feels like a grand slam. We're going to add Colorado to the Pac-12. Yeah, it feels like a two-run homer. Okay. Utah, out of the Mountain West. Feels like a two-run homer. Maryland. It feels like a two-run homer. Rutgers. Feels like a bunt single. But the market they bring with them is an incredible help in enhancing your television money. And Rutgers has that. They're like real estate. Location, 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 location. So that's, I mean, those are some of the possibilities. Now, I think Big 12 expansion, they're exploring it. But each one brings with them a negative to overcome.
Let's say the Big 12 conference would want to heavily court Memphis just because of the fact with them being in Tennessee, right, and that's part of SEC country, just to say, hey, we're now in your backyard, just on a geography standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, they can. Obviously, Memphis, they play in the Liberty Bowl, older facility, but I think it has, I want to say, 60,000 seats. It is a decent television market. Obviously, basketball-wise, they've been really good, although Josh Pastner's now left, and Josh Pastner's now with Georgia Tech. But, I mean, all of the, see, there's no slam dunk in this group. Again, the Big Ten goes to expand, they get Nebraska. You feel like the slam dunk. I feel like they get Maryland for the slam dunk. For the TV market, Rutgers does the same thing. You know, the SEC, hey, we got Missouri, slam dunk. Texas A&M, slam dunk. Colorado and Utah going out to the Pac-12. It seems to just make sense. There's really nothing here that brings with it any kind of sizzle that makes you sit back and say, wow, did you see what they just did?
Well, the wheels really started to come off the car several years ago when all the realignment was going on, when it was SMU going to the Big East, yeah, for at least, right, it only lasted for a cup of coffee. But
right. Well, yeah, they're in the American now. It's and here's another issue, too. The ACC is going to get its own network courtesy of ESPN starting in 2019. They've been working on it since 2013. Well, there's nothing about the Big 12 getting one, and here's a major impediment to them. Hey, Texas is not going to give up the Longhorn Network. So they have some issues to overcome. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. To have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us. And get a chance, check out our podcast, Steve Jones Show, for the Ryan Snyder interview. From Blue White Illustrated, he reveals a lot about where they are with potential commitments. And I think he gives you a pretty good roadmap as to how it's playing out. The Brock Lesnar story, it's just another big UFC day. I mean, really, who bought that for $4 billion? I mean, really, it's a mess.
The last person I thought I would see at the Republican National Convention was Dana White, and he was on stage last night.
Well, yeah, he's still employed. I mean, he did fine. Well, but where'd you expect him? Malta?
Now, when the second drug test came back bad, first thing I thought of was last Wednesday, Sports Bozo of the Day. That was just the one guy you left off the list last Wednesday, but yeah, Obviously the story didn't break back then. So
yeah. That's right.
Yep. And he's now tabbed to be at SummerSlam at the WWE. That's like their second biggest pay-per-view of the entire year after WrestleMania. That's always toward the end of August. So it's just going to be interesting now to see what the WWE is going to do, if they're going to keep him around.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I mean, but think about this. No champion. And that when you're a champion, what happens is that if you're something where you're trying to build a brand, a champion helps build the brand because they then give it name recognition. Ronda Rousey did a great job of doing that for UFC. I think McGregor was doing a good job for that for UFC. Now, nobody ever defends the championship, and it's, you know, nobody knows who the champions are. Then, you know, it's a big deal. Lesnar's coming back. Okay, you know, because you go through UFC 200, no McGregor, no Rousey. Oh, we got Brock Lesnar. And then, you know, Jones is out, and then Lesnar tests this way. I mean, talk about striking when the iron was hot. They got the $4 billion. I said I never would have bought that for $4 billion. Although I'd like to have $4 billion so I could be sitting in the room saying, I wonder what we should do with this. what should we do with this? Let's see. What can we buy, Sean? See, I thought of you right away.
Thank you.
You got to appreciate that.
Yeah, instead of 48-carat golf clubs and finding a isolated resort on the other end of the planet.
Yeah. isolated resort. Cubs are winning today, 6-0 over the Mets in the 7th. Indians lead the Royals 11-0 in the 6th. Cardinals lead the Padres 4-2 in the bottom of the 7th. Tampa Bay up on Colorado 4-2 at the bottom of the 3rd. Houston is leading 3-0 over Oakland at the end of 2. Toronto leads Arizona 3-1 in the bottom of the 3rd. So, White Sox lead the Mariners 4-2 in the bottom of the 3rd at Safeco. And Cincinnati beat Atlanta 6-3. That's a final. Everything else under the lights, including the Phillies and the Marlins, who will play at 7:05 tonight, 6:30, the airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, your home for the Philadelphia Phillies.
9th inning, bit them again last night.
It's amazing.
Ugh, it's getting frustrating.
Yeah.
So, but Hellickson's on the mound tonight, so will this be his next to last start? Burning question.
Audition?
Yeah.
Audition time. Here we go. Everybody, here he is. There's actually a story out today. We're talking about Big 12 expansion. And they say that basically that the Big 12 is going to defend off a stampede of schools trying to get in. But here's the bottom line. For all these schools, Cincinnati, BYU, Houston, UConn, Memphis, Colorado State, Central Florida, Boise State, Tulane. All right. Quite honestly, this might be their last chance to be in the Power Five.
Well, when you first started talking about this subject well over a month ago before the whole Baylor thing boiled over, I mean, I didn't get that vibe back then that there'd be a stampede of schools that would want to kick the door down and join.
Well, but again, this is your last chance to be. If you are in the American Conference, or if you're in the Sun Belt or whatever, you're not making any money. So that's why these are two or possibly four schools that suddenly will get vaulted into a Power Five conference, and instead of maybe getting television money worth about $3 to $4 million a year, suddenly you're going to be getting $25 million a year. That's what this means. Okay, if you're somehow able to get picked out of this group and you go to the Big 12, You now have saved your athletic department. It's a big difference. I mean, Rutgers was losing $10 million a year. Financially, just by joining the Big Ten, they're turning it around. Maryland, same thing. Debt, no longer.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us. Sports bozo of the day. Oh, go ahead. You take it. You sent it to me today.
I know it's low-hanging fruit, but boy, I could have sworn that Johnny Manziel, at least he told us, July 1st, going to turn his life around.
No.
Get things straightened out.
I don't think he has.
But ended up in Hawaii. That's the good news. Well, bad news, he was at a wedding. Punched a guy at the Four Seasons Resort during a mini altercation. Now the next morning, Johnny tried to save face and sent the guy a bottle of champagne with a note. Truly apologize. Should have never have done that. I know this won't make it better, but I hope it starts the day off all right.
Yeah. That ought to do it.
Then, of course, he goes on Instagram. He's trying, you'd think, at least he thinks he's saving face, but only makes it worse. Post a video to his haters. You write about a day in my life and what goes on. No secrets, no hiding. I'll be back in time. It can't end like this. It won't. I love you all, even though your comments suck. Yeah, that's going to help your status.
That ought to do it. Yeah.
But I would say top 10 topics that you can think of, you know, leading into the new NFL season, you know, like, you know, what's Denver going to do post Super Bowl, post Peyton?
Right.
What's the Patriots going to do first four games minus Tom Brady?
Right.
But I don't even think Johnny Manziel returning to the NFL would not even fit in top 10 topics teasing 2016.
Well, here's one for you. What's the number one selling jersey in the NFL right now? From April 1st to June 30th, what's the number one selling jersey in the NFL?
I know it's not a quarterback.
It is not. Tom Brady is second.
Not a wide receiver like Odell Beckham Jr.
He's third.
Okay. It's not a rookie, is it?
He's Ezekiel Elliott.
Really?
Of the Cowboys. His number 21 is the number one selling jersey.
I even rushed the ball in a preseason game yet. Holy.
Must have been some minicamp. But again, it shows you how popular the Cowboys are. And he is the number one guy when it comes to jersey sales.
Wow.
Now Carson Wentz is sixth.
Huh. So let these people play, people. See how they do first.
Well, Carson Wentz is sixth.
But I can see the diehard fans. They want to be the first on their block to get a jersey.
Oh, absolutely.
I get that. I definitely get that. I was that way a long time ago.
Absolutely, they want to be the first one to get
it. I'll admit, when Roethlisberger got drafted, that was the first thing I wanted to get was a jersey. So I don't have much room to talk then.
Right.
So, but getting back to the Cowboys, I mean, we're talking about top 10 items leading into the new season. Maybe one could be, is this Troy Aikman, is this Tony Romo's really last legitimate shot to at least to get Dallas into the playoffs.
Well, offensively, let's start with this. They've got obviously him at quarterback. That's big. Getting him back is going to help. You know, he's got Bryant to throw to, huge. Getting Elliott, there's the all-around back that he's been aching to get. And everyone, I think, keeps forgetting the offensive line for the Cowboys. They keep that group healthy. They're really good. They can somehow, and this is a very difficult thing to do, obviously, but for whatever reason, somehow they got to keep Sean Lee healthy. That right there is what, you know, their defense is about.
He is such a difference maker when he's out there. He's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Just swarms.
He is what we thought he was going to be. I mean, we thought he would be an outstanding all-around, every-down linebacker, and he is. I mean, no doubt, he is. And he... He plays the pass as well as any linebacker in the league. He plays the run. He's just a big play guy, and they know it. Look, the difference that he makes in what they're doing, you know, they know it. And remember, part of this problem that they have right now, the Cowboys do, is because no more Hardy. Gregory's suspended. Yeah. They don't have a pass rush. They don't have a pass rush. And that's a big problem. Not having a pass rush is big. Yeah. That's a big issue for them. Huge issue. And because I don't know how much pass rush they can generate in all this. And this is something I keep pointing out about the Eagles. And a point where I made with Matt Leon the other day, your ability to go from down near the bottom to working your way to the top can happen in this league relatively quick. It's one of the reasons why I've always admired how certain teams, you just mentioned the Steelers, their ability to stay in the neighborhood of the playoffs is really impressive, because this league is designed to have teams move up.
Well, the further we move away from last year, I get even more impressed as to how far the Steelers got through the playoffs last year, just with all the injuries they had.
I mean, you know, they've been able to keep their quarterback, which has been big. And then they've added some parts, a guy like Antonio Brown. You know, when they had that choice between Antonio Brown and Mike Wallace, and they decided to make the choice and go with Antonio Brown. Well, it turned out that they knew exactly what they were doing, and he's a long-term star. Drafting Le'Veon Bell was brilliant. Now we know they're in well, they got to be better defensively. I got that part, okay? But they're able to keep themselves at or near the top nearly year after year after year after year. There's no dramatic fall off with them. And that's why, obviously the Patriots have fallen into that category as well. But most of the other times there's so much up and down with teams, and you can make moves. Amazingly, the Giants, the last two times they made the playoffs, they won the Super Bowl. What's interesting is they have not been a consistent playoff team. But the last two times they got in, they won the whole thing. Well, they didn't make the playoffs one time in between winning, and they haven't made the playoffs since last winning. I mean, that's what's different. And you can do that in this league. That's what's amazing about it.
Giants not wasting any time bringing Tom Coughlin back. I hear they're going to put him in the Ring of Honor this year.
Well, they should.
Absolutely.
as an assistant coach and as a head coach, he accomplished a lot there. There's no question about that.
But does he still have the itch to coach?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Are you surprised he's not with another team?
Hate to bring up this part of the topic, but I do wonder if age enters into it. You know, I'm not claiming age discrimination, but I mean, sometimes there is a desire to go after a younger individual in that role. I don't know. But Coughlin, he's been terrific. But again, you get the draft higher. You then get a schedule commensurate with where you finished. So if you finish in last place, you get a last place schedule, which means you get all the other last place teams in your conference. And you get, you're guaranteed, obviously, a last place team in the crossover division you play. So one quarter of your schedule finished where you did. And that's what they do. I mean, that's how they try to keep the competitive balance in the league. They do it through drafting and scheduling. And obviously, you can, you know, there are free agents you can sign and so forth. That's why you see, you know, I mean, the NBA, it doesn't quite happen like that. Yeah, you draft the other way, but the talent level's so different. You know, when you're drafting 19-year-olds, it's different. Or foreign players that you don't quite have a handle on, it's different. The NFL, I mean, that's why this works. Everybody goes into the season, and they, for the most part, they feel like they have a chance. Now, take like Jacksonville. Let's look at Jacksonville for a second. Jacksonville's had to draft their way, and now they've signed a couple of guys to help them out. But now people look at them, and they look like they're a contender. I mean, the Eagles draft Wentz. They've done a good job defensively. They made a couple of interesting moves. Obviously, a new coach. But the door is open for them to get better. Washington made a great run last year. The question is, will Washington stay on top? Will Kirk Cousins have another really good year? Will they run the ball effectively? Can you keep DeSean Jackson healthy? Will the defense play at a level and get the takeaways they need to win? Or are they one-hit wonders?
I'm just curious how great of a season Kirk Cousins will have, and will the Redskins be tempted to tag him again and not give him the money that he may want?
I don't know.
I mean, I know I'm jumping ahead of season here, but...
Well, he certainly would help his cause if he duplicated what he did last year, or even got, yeah, or even got better. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
We'll be right back.
wrapping it up for today on this Wednesday. Our thanks to Ryan Snyder from Blue White Illustrated for joining us today. And he opened the door for us on what they're doing recruiting-wise and the latest verbal commitment that they got today. Tomorrow, Bill Hillgrove is going to join us on the show, the voice of the Steelers. And 100th Valley will be carrying the Steelers this year. And we'll talk to him about that. Plus, of course, Pitt. And I'll see Bill twice this year. Heinz Field on September 10th and the Prudential Center in Newark on December 10th for football and basketball, respectively. Bill will be on the show tomorrow. Nate Power, Blue Illustrated, coming up on Friday. He's going to join us actually here in the Sunbury Motor Studio. And Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Reports. We have a lot going on, and Sean has already assured me what we're working on next week. And it's not an empty promise. The Cubs are going to win today. Going to put pressure on the rest of the division by doing so. They're leading the Mets big. And the trade deadline is coming up tonight, and Jeremy Hellickson has himself one important start coming up tonight in terms of being the audition for other teams. Clayton Kershaw now with back pain. Now they're looking. Supposedly they are looking at Chris Archer from Tampa Bay. That doesn't mean suddenly Hellickson can't get in there. And the Phillies are in a very good spot in all of this. A guy that probably does not figure long-term in what you're doing, but you can play one team off another and make yourself a deal that can make the entire organization better. He has to cooperate and pitch well. But that's where they are with him. Another guy that's going to bring maybe a price with him, and I know the Red Sox are looking at him, is Urban Santana from the Twins. You know, his ERA, I think it's like 4.12. I think it's like 3-7, 3-8, something like that. But, again, 12-year veteran, been around the block, pitched in the playoffs, still has really good stuff, and a guy that, look, the Twins can sit there, and they can play one team off another. Because the odd thing about this is that you mentioned Chapman yesterday. Andrew Miller's the other guy. Carlos Beltran's another guy that you might see dealt in all of this. But there, you know, but this is not a year, for example, of Cole Hamels and Troy Tulowitzki. Huge names that were dealt last year. I don't see that this time. And the Pirates, for example, made a really good pickup last year in Aramis Ramirez. And there might be a guy like that around. But that's, you know, that I think the big name sizzle, we were talking about the Big 12, same thing in the trade. I mean, some names moved last year. I mean, they definitely moved. I'm not so sure some of the big names are moving this year. I mean, how many times have we heard the name Mike Trout dangle? But there's no way they're going to trade Mike Trout. And there's nobody's going to want Pujols with the number that he has. And you're not going to sit there and pay $25 million, or not, you're not going to pay $25 million, but you're not going to want to pick up the last 2 months of Ryan Howard's salary.
And that's the thing with Trout. I mean, how much would the Angels be on the hook for and compared to what the other team wheeling and dealing would cover, too.
Well, I mean, but you have to pick a guy to build around. I mean, you're the Angels. Don't you want to build around? He's your star. He's the guy that's bringing people into your ballpark. I mean, that's a big part of this. All right, Bill Hillgrove on the show tomorrow. Nate Bauer on Friday, Tony DeFazio Friday. Our thanks to Ryan Snyder of Blue White Illustrated for joining us today. Check it out on the Steve Jones Show podcast. We will talk to you tomorrow from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kierwood's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.